You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
In the world. come into the presence of God. This should be a spiritual filling hospital. This is a place for us to come and receive strength spiritually. This is a place for us to come and receive joy. Lord have mercy. I'm not going to take time. It's time for our communion. But see, it's time for us to wake up.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us to be the people that God called us to be. We know what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
We read it. We've been in church all our lives.
Yes, yes, yes.
The world is in a turmoil.
Yes, it is.
My God.
And we, as Christians, if we in Christ, let us do what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be disciples of Christ. We don't just come here and keep it to ourselves. We're supposed to go out in the world. Anybody that we meet, you don't have to just go just looking for them. God will place people in front of you. It's called a divine appointment. He gives us the opportunity to spread the gospel. But everything is so bad that all these young people out there now, they don't have a clue of what's going on. Do we do what God calls us to do when we're in that situation? Do we say to them about God or tell the story? It's all about telling that story. That's all we're required to do. It's up to them after that. Because we can't make anybody do anything. We can't win. We can't make disciples. We can win them. We win them. And we win them from what we say. We win them for how we live. Because they watch it. They watching us. We're supposed to be Christians. Let us be the Christian that we know we can be.
God, we come at this hour to say thank you. We just thank you, Lord, for the presence of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the word today, Father God. Father God, we thank you for just all that you do for us, Father God. Now, Father God, as we prepare to take these communion, Father God, we pray and ask that you would bless the elements, Father God. Father God, we pray that you would help us to take it, Father God, in a worthy way, Father God, because you said for us not to take it in an unworthy way. We just thank you, Lord, for all the chances and all the opportunities that you give us over and over and over again to get it right. We thank you and we bless your holy name. These are our blessings. We ask in Jesus' name. Let us all say amen.
Personal.